This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Lee Elsie, thank you for a great opening hour number one. Appreciate it as always. Great job. Coming from New London, Connecticut. My guest host on Tuesdays and Thursdays and whenever I'm out on a trip, it's Lee Elsie in the saddle for Wayne Allen Root. Thank you, Lee. There's a reason why there's thousands of radio hosts in America, and I pick Lee to be my guest host. He is fantastic. Nothing changes. The more things change, the more they stay the same in so many ways. You know, before the election, there was massive censorship. You weren't allowed to hear about Hunter Biden's laptop. You weren't allowed to hear about Joe Biden's corruption with the country of China. You weren't allowed to hear about literally what looked like underage rape by Hunter on his laptop, or what appeared to be blackmail by China against Hunter and Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, being the big guy who was getting a piece of all the action on all the deals, he sent Hunter all over the world to put together corrupt deals and rip off the American taxpayer. You weren't allowed to hear any of that. And now we've got sexual harassment charges against Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, the Democrat governor of New York. You know, the one who sent all those people to their deaths, all those old people back to nursing homes with COVID to infect and kill all the other old people. 10,000 dead bodies on his hands. And despite that, he wins an Emmy and writes a book on leadership. Only Democrats get away with murder. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And now he's got sexual harassment charges against him, and the major cable networks won't touch it. They won't go near it. Of course, CNN won't. They've got his brother as the star of their show that nobody watches. It's unbelievable. Major cable networks failed to report on sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo. CBS, NBC, ABC, all silent on Sunday night. The same day Cuomo's former aide, Lindsay Boylan, tweeted out claims against her ex-boss. The group said the same, the group meaning Media Research Center, said the same network's Monday morning news shows also failed to report allegations which Cuomo's denied. Boylan served as Cuomo's Deputy Secretary for Economic Development and Special Advisor from March of 15 to October of 18 when she resigned amid scrutiny of her own workplace conduct. She's now running for Manhattan Borough President. And she tweeted out, "Yes, New York Governor Cuomo sexually harassed me for years. Many saw it and watched. I could never anticipate what to expect. Would I be grilled on my work, which is very good, or harassed about my looks? Or would it be both in the same conversation? This is the way it was for years." How come if that's against a Republican, if that's against Trump, it's the biggest news story in America? But that's against the guy who Biden wants to name the Attorney General of the United States, and the news media does a total blackout, just like they did with the laptop. And so many people say if they'd known about the laptop, they would have voted for Trump for president. Unbelievable. Another thing that stays the same. Biden campaigns in Georgia, hoping for a Democrat-controlled Senate. What's interesting is all the liberal media will tell you Biden is moderate, Biden is moderate, Biden is moderate. First of all, he campaigned for president on the most radical leftist, communist, socialist, Marxist platform in the history of America. So there's nothing moderate about him. Second of all, he's campaigning for such extreme liberals. How could you call yourself moderate when you campaign for people that are so liberal, that hate the police, want to defund the police, want to let all the criminals out? And the people that are being endorsed by Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Linda Sarsour, they all joined CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations, to support the campaign of Warnock in Georgia, who is the most extreme guy that's ever run the United States Senate in the history of the United States of America. Nah, Senate candidate in Georgia. Ilhan Omar, radical anti-Israel activist Linda Sarsour, all Muslim activists spoke at an event in Georgia held by the controversial Council on American Islamic Relations, which Democrats have called a terrorist organization, and the Georgia Muslim Voter Project in support of Democrat candidate Raphael Warnock. You, the Muslim community in Georgia, by yourselves, can literally swing this entire election and send two Democrats to the U.S. Senate, which makes Kamala Harris the deciding voter, said Linda Sarsour, who is the founder of the anti-President Donald Trump Women's March and an open supporter of boycott, divestment, sanctions movement against Israel. Muslims can actually alleviate harm and suffering on millions of immigrants in this country, particularly on the issue of immigration reform, on issues of climate change. The planet's dying, folks. Even if you win justice, there's no plan and it's not going to work, said Linda Sarsour. And this guy, Raphael Warnock, the guy they're endorsing, is trying to convince voters he'd befriend the Jews in Israel. As a candidate, he's tried to walk back past statements comparing Israel to apartheid South Africa and accusing Israeli soldiers of shooting down unarmed Palestinians like birds of prey. He is so bad, this Warnock guy. He is such a communist, such a Jew hater, such a Christian hater, such an America hater. Amazing. These are the people that we are allowing to win elections in the United States of America. Kerr was an unindicted co-conspirator in a terrorist financing trial. They provide the money for terrorism, allegedly. But I don't have to say allegedly with them, because it's been proven in a court of law. They're unindicted co-conspirators, excuse me. I had a cough in the middle of that. And Georgia sheriffs condemn Democrat police reform as crazy talk. And it is crazy talk. It's not police reform. It's get rid of the police. Get rid of the funding for the police. Sheriffs indicated that defund the police movement is central to Democrat plans for police reform. They warned that if Democrat candidates John Ossoff or Reverend Raphael Warnock win their runoff races, Republicans will lose their Senate majority and police will lose their last line of defense for funding. All we've heard for months from the Democrat Party is defund the police, said County Sheriff Butch Conway. Now I understand Joe Biden's talking the other way now, not wanting to talk about defunding the police till after the election, but that doesn't change anything. The program by the Democrat Party has been to defund the police, to change the basic concept of police work. See, Joe Biden acts like a moderate, and everything he believes is radical. People don't understand that. Well, they do understand it, because I think he lost in a landslide. I think Trump beat him 80 million to 60 million. But they stole 6 million Trump votes, and they added 20 million to Biden. Remember when I said nothing changes? Well, it doesn't change, because Biden's in Georgia campaigning for the two radical Democrat nutcase communists. And he holds a parking lot rally for Ossoff and Warnock, and there was nobody there. The same, he got 81 million votes, but there's nobody at all there for a Biden rally. He's the most popular and charismatic Democrat in world history, according to his vote total. And he's holding a parking lot rally for two U.S. Senate candidates, and there's nobody there. They got a shot of the crowd. There's nobody there, literally. How do you campaign for president in front of rallies of 20 people and 10 people and 5 people? How's that possible? If I ran for councilman, I'd have standing room only crowds. And now I'm going to shift gears from politics, and I'm going to shift to something I've talked about near and dear to my heart on this show so many times, hydroxychloroquine. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I only know what doctors who've come on the show have told me. That Trump was the one who hit the nail on the head, hit the bullseye, and hydroxychloroquine works. When combined with zinc and Z-Pak, it works like magic against COVID. There are no cures for COVID. Don't let anyone say I said there's a cure and you're guaranteed to not get it or guaranteed to be cured of it. There are people dying of COVID, but hydroxychloroquine has turned it around with people that are deathly ill and they suddenly are fantastic in 24, 48 hours. I'm not saying it. I'm quoting doctors saying it. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, a frequent guest on the show and a friend of the show. Matter of fact, I got to call him. He's got to call into me. I've got to call him back. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Oh, by the way, Andrew Paul, if you're listening, book Dr. Vladimir Zelenko to the show. Get him for me. Matter of fact, today, even though we've got two guests, I'll take a third in the 2 hours I've got today, because Dr. Zelenko should comment on this vindication that the American Medical Association is now saying it's okay to take hydroxychloroquine. They banned it. How many people died because they wanted to hurt Trump? How many people died? Hydroxychloroquine is the bomb. It works fantastic, these doctors tell me, as long as you take it in the first 5 days before you get deathly ill. Yale epidemiology professor was one of the people who came out when everyone was bad-mouthing hydroxychloroquine because Trump had said it's good, and it works against COVID, and it's cheap, and it's been around for 50, 60, 70 years, and people take it, there's no side effects. And he said hydroxychloroquine could save 100,000 lives. And another study showed hydroxychloroquine could provide a 50 to 70% chance of recovery from coronavirus. 50 to 70% higher chance of recovery. Another hydroxychloroquine study vindicates President Trump and should end Dr. Fauci's career. I'm reading you headlines from Gateway Pundit. And yet the left made sure nobody could get hydroxychloroquine. And the American Medical Association, back in March, at the height of the pandemic, criticized the use of hydroxychloroquine. And now, supposedly, 300,000 Americans are dead because of the virus. And the election season is over. And the AMA now changes their stance. They officially rescinded a previous statement against the use of HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, in the treatment of COVID-19 patients, giving physicians the okay to return to utilizing the medication at their discretion. In March, they were highly critical, and they discouraged doctors from ordering the medication in bulk for off-label use. How many people died because the AMA? Liberals, the AMA. How many people died because of liberal politicians and Joe Biden and the media, liberal media, slandering hydroxychloroquine, and it works!
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text Protect 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747. Again, text Protect 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A to 474747.
Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you're
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
When I report breaking news sometimes, I'm not 100% certain it's true. I can only report what I see. And I see a very fine conservative on Twitter reporting that the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, who, from the first moment, I said, my God, he's dirty. My God, something's wrong. How could a Republican be helping the Democrat, Joe Biden? How could he be hating Donald Trump? What's going on? Is he bribed? Did he take payoffs in Dominion? And a very prominent online conservative says the latest breaking news is that Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is switching parties. Isn't that amazing? What the hell's going on in this country? You fix the election against Trump, and you go, it's not possible. He's a Republican Secretary of State, and now he's switching to the Democrat Party. So he took a bribe of some kind. I'll say allegedly, maybe, might have, could have. He's a public figure. I can say anything I want about him. But I'll just be careful and say allegedly, it sure looks like he might have, could have, would have taken a bribe. And he was a dirty Democrat from the beginning who hates Trump. And even if this turns out to be not true, and usually when someone sends me something is true. As an example, one of my favorite fans is Larry. And Larry sent me a note during this morning's early show. I do an early show in Las Vegas only. And he sent me a note and said hydroxychloroquine was just approved by the American Medical Association. They rescinded their ban of it. And I said, I'm reporting this on the air, but I don't know it to be true. I'm assuming my best fans would not make stuff like this up, but I'm on the air and I can't verify it. And, of course, it turned out to be true. And now one of my fans brings to my attention that Raffensperger, Secretary of State of Georgia, Republican, is switching to Democrat after he stole the election from Trump. What a conspiracy. It's just unbelievable. And then as part of the conspiracy, you get a newspaper like the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The RJ. Can you imagine? They had one fantastic conservative writer, me. And they dumped me because a communist organization told them, backed by George Soros, told them that Wayne Root has too many complex business deals with advertisers that could flick with the RJ. And they said, you know, you're right. Bye. You're fired. From an advertiser. In the history of the world, no one's ever been fired as a columnist from a newspaper because he's also a radio host. No one's ever heard of that before. It was an excuse because they wanted Trump to leave Nevada. And yes, you're talking about a paper that endorsed Trump. The fraudulent endorsement. Anybody could see that. Every columnist in the paper since I was gone are all Trump-hating or libertarian Trump-hating. Acting, masquerading as libertarians, but in reality, stupid idiots. They got that dummy in the paper's name. I can't even remember. Actually, I can't even remember his name now. I'm looking right at his face. I could. And all he does is write columns about what a bad person. He's your typical libertarian/conservative, which means you're not really libertarian. You're not really conservative. You're just a moron. And he's in the Jonah Goldberg. There's the name. Just came into my mind. It's amazing. I have folders in my head, and I remember everything I've ever seen in my entire life, but it takes like a minute for the folder to open up. Jonah Goldberg, in my opinion, the worst, most boring intellectual, thinks he's smarter than the rest of us, columnist in the history of the world. They got him in there every 5 minutes. It's like they direct replaced Wayne Root with Jonah Goldberg. Jonah Goldberg is the biggest jerk I've ever seen. Off. I don't like putting those two words together on the radio. So I'll put some words in between them. He's a jerk I've ever seen off. That's what you are, Jonah. And so he wrote a column today. It says, there's a lot of things that define conservatives. You could be this, you could be that. You could believe in this, you could believe in that. But if you believe in conspiracy theories like Trump's election was stolen, you're not a conservative. Jonah, the trouble is you have no fans. There isn't one liberal in America that would ever read your column. They'd spit on it or take a crap on it. No fans. Not one liberal. And now that you've written what you've written, not one conservative would do anything but use it for, you know, littering the bottom of a birdcage or letting a dog take a poop. So tell me who your fans are, Jonah Goldberg. Libertarians get a half of 1% of the vote. So it's not them. There are no Democrats that ever support a conservative, no matter how much of a Trump hater you are. Or a libertarian, for that matter. No Democrat will ever support a libertarian. You think Democrats hate people that want low taxes, Republicans? Think how they feel about libertarians that want no taxes. And no Republican would ever read Jonah Goldberg. Not one Republican in Las Vegas likes Jonah Goldberg. And they replaced Wayne Root with Jonah Goldberg. What a joke. Sponsor of this segment of the show is my new book, Trump Rules, number one in 12 categories at Amazon for almost every day in the last 6 weeks. Fantastic, super hit. And it's the perfect New Year's resolution gift. You want to be a superstar. You want to elevate your game. You want to make more money. You want to run your business in a way that makes you more profits. Trump Rules. The rules of Trump and the rules of Wayne Allyn Root. Trump Rules at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're not leaving here without a COVID package. Not going to happen. We're going to stay here until we get a COVID package. no matter how long it takes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, after leaving a meeting regarding a new coronavirus deal, Democrats and Republicans working on a deal, and both sides are optimistic. The Pfizer coronavirus vaccine continued to be administered to frontline workers across the United States. The FDA continuing to review a second coronavirus vaccine from biotech company Moderna, which will likely be approved later this week. FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn says officials must get it right when they review the data.
We have to have the time to do a thorough scientific review because the American people depend upon us to judge the safety and efficacy of any medical product and certainly vaccines.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I've always loved Zero Hedge. I love this column over at ZeroHedge.com right now. Did COVID murder the flu? Because there's no flu anymore. There's only COVID. COVID murdered the flu. It should be a whodunit. Who murdered the flu? COVID did. Who's COVID? Who's on first base? Who's on second? Who's on third? Unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. The sponsor of this segment of the show, VRA, Vertical Research Advisory, for more than 35 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for companies, money manager for the elite. In 2003, Kip founded VRA's Daily Investment and Economic Newsletter. His VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen, and his top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He is the Nostradamus of the stock market, and his entire Texas team are proud America-loving Trump supporters. Each day they tell you what's happening in the economy and markets and exactly what investments to own, including their top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. 88% winners. Top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. Let them prove to you how good VRA really is. For a limited time, 2 weeks free. Kip's offering his VRA membership free for 2 weeks, 100% free to fans of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Again, a free two-week membership at VRAinsider.com. I read it every morning for, I think, about 17 years now. It's my first stop. I've got James Hurston with us, my first stop on Tuesdays, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment, and media website, JamesHurston.com. James, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, buddy?
Great to be with you, Wayne. I'm here in what used to be the Golden State, which is now a third world country. We used to call it California. Now we call it the Hotel California, where you can check out, but you can never leave.
Yeah, I think you call it California.
Well, unless you're a business, I mean, Oracle left, Elon Musk left, Toyota left. I mean, it's amazing to watch the leaders in California literally destroy the economy, allow people to die, allow children to be psychologically hurt, and do it all for a political agenda. This is amazing.
If I ever brought up hydroxychloroquine with any liberal in California, they would have exploded, lost their mind, screamed that I'm insane, screamed that I'm handing dangerous drugs to people. And it turns out today, it's in the news, the AMA, the American Medical Association, has, what's the word? They've taken back rescinded their ban of hydroxychloroquine, or the recommended ban of hydroxychloroquine. They didn't want doctors to prescribe it, and now they're saying it's okay to prescribe. How many people die, James, because the greatest thing out there is hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak, say all the doctors that come on my show. They say it's almost 100% when they give it to people. How many people die?
Well, you remember,
liberals couldn't stand it.
We remember well a group of doctors on the front line, licensed physicians from all over the United States, in their white coats, having a press conference to tell people what an incredible therapeutic, for this bad flu that's going around called COVID-19, that this Z-Pak plus hydroxychloroquine was, and their videos were banned by big tech or censored. I mean, and of course we saw that happen on all the social media platforms, and you're absolutely right. There are people who definitely were hurt and died and had problems because of this being denied for political reasons. There were no reasons. It reminds me the way the press is reversing itself on all these hate Trump issues. You notice how the coverage of Biden, Hunter Biden, was completely denied. It was fake news. It was Russian disinformation. And now all of a sudden, all of these outlets are covering it because of the fact that these ongoing investigations have been revealed, and of course because of the fact that the initial part of the election is over.
Well, it's more than that, James. They're covering it now because they used Biden for what they needed him for. to be the front man for a theft of the election. They needed an old white man who made people believe he was moderate and not dangerous and not scary instead of the crazy commies they've got behind him. And then after he won the election, now they're ready to dump him and throw him under the bus. As I said the other day, you've all heard of Rosa Parks, right? Rosa Parks they put in the back of the bus. This guy they want to dump under the bus. He's done. I'm telling you, no sooner he will put his hand on the Biden, impeach him, and they'll pardon him and tell him to go retire, and him and his son Hunter will both be pardoned by President Commie Kamala Harris.
Well, if your prediction comes true, then who will Kamala pick as her VP? Because I know someone from Chappaqua who would love that job.
That's what I was just going to say. Hillary Clinton will be the VP. And Kamala better watch out from down below.
she better not.
In more ways than one.
Taster. Yeah, I mean, she need a food taster for sure. But and I wonder if she feels suicidal. I don't know. But the whole thing, but it's not over yet. It's not over. I mean, I do have to whine about a little bit about the loss of integrity of our United States Supreme Court. Because that
so explain to me. You're the legal expert and you're the law professor. Explain to me why three people that were appointed to the Supreme Court by President Trump, why they would have turned this case down. Why would anybody turn this case down with 18 states supporting it? Why wouldn't you at least look at it? I could see them rejecting it once they look at it and vote no, but why would they not even vote to look at it, thereby disenfranchising 74 million Trump voters?
Well, first of all, the law clearly compelled them to hear that case. It's a case of original jurisdiction, meaning the Supreme Court's the only place the Texas could have brought the case. And secondly, it's a matter of incredible public concern, the integrity of our election. And that's what the Supreme Court is for, to discuss constitutional issues. And Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution gives all the power to the state legislatures. That power was usurped in every single one of the swing states. That's an easy to understand fact pattern, and they should have heard the case. Thomas and Alito are the only justices with integrity. So why did the other three go sideways? And I have only two possible explanations that I've been contemplating. And one is that the three of them are new. Kavanaugh is somewhat intimidated by the rough time he had getting approved. And I think John Roberts basically bullied them in a way and told them, look, we're going to have incredible unrest. People are going to die. Business is going to be destroyed. Do you really want the legacy of the court? They didn't have the guts to make the call. But the second possibility is that, you know, you and I had talked about this before, that by voting to stay away from the voter fraud, by allowing basically institutionalizing cheating, that what they could do is make themselves irrelevant. They don't want to be irrelevant. So they may have been throwing out basically a message to the powers that they think are going to take over to say, you don't have to pack the court. See, it's already packed. You don't have to change because we'll accommodate you. I mean, those are both horrible thoughts. But I have no other explanation, and it's so simple. Standing. They said there was no standing. Standing really is another word in the law that means harm. That there was, in fact, the kind of specific harm that you can argue in a legal context. And Texas electors and Texas voters were harmed by the unconstitutional actions of secretaries of state, election workers, and governors, and corrupt state courts. And that harm is demonstrable. And if the court was sincere and they were really concerned about standing, they have the power to say, let's debate standing. Let's have a hearing on standing. Well, we invite briefs on standing. We'll do it tomorrow. And we'll have a hearing on that issue. And if we have satisfaction that they're standing, we'll move forward from there. But they didn't do that. They wrote a dismissive single paragraph, if you will, and it's just a horrible moment in American history when we are on our deathbed as a republic.
It's terrible. It's awful, and I just can't believe the three newcomers all got there because of Donald Trump. He's the one that made them famous and gave them a legacy in their families for the rest of all time. You know, 100 years from now, their great-great-great-grandchildren will say, I'm descended from Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Trump gave them that. And they spit in his face. And, of course, anybody listening who's a lawyer or a kind of a mainstream establishment person would say, oh, Wayne, everything you're saying is all wrong because that's the judge's job to be unbiased. You know, listen, there was massive theft in this election. You know who was my guest on my morning show, James? I had the greatest lawyer in the world, Dershowitz. I mean, is there a more famous lawyer in the world? He is a liberal. And he said, I'm not going to discuss who I think won the election or whether they were stealing, but I do believe the Supreme Court absolutely should have taken the case because they've disenfranchised 74 million people who believe the election was stolen and they had to take a look at it. And he was just shocked that they didn't take it. And he thought the right thing to do was to take it. So Dershowitz agrees with you, and he's a liberal. But he's always an honest liberal. That's what I love about Alan Dershowitz, an honest liberal. James Hurston will be right back with more. New York Times bestselling author, law professor. I want to ask him about the Hail Mary. What can Trump do now? We'll be right back with James Hurston. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm here with my great friend James Herson, who's on the show every Tuesday. My audience loves him, and he lives in Orange County, California. Interesting, James, because Orange County is in the news. California sheriff refuses to release 50% of inmates because of COVID. He says they present a serious threat. Half the county's inmates, 1,800 serious offenders, he will not listen to a judge. He refuses a judge's order to release the inmates because it doesn't take into account the threat to the public. What a great move by the sheriff, and what a terrible liberal judge. Wow.
Yeah, and I hope that's appealed, and I appreciate the sheriff so much. Orange County, Riverside County, Los Angeles County, some of the northern counties, the sheriffs have come out in revolt, basically setting up sanctuary counties, if you will, and they will not enforce the governor's ridiculous lockdown orders that are harming businesses, that are making people sick, that are harming children psychologically. And so, yeah, that's a good thing. And there are parts of Orange County that still are, you know, part of America, you know, not like the rest of California that's in a destructive mode. But this is the future of America. Look at California. Look at its craziness and one-party rule in its worst. I mean, if these Senate candidates win in Georgia, and this cadaver who's walking around pretending to be president-elect becomes president, what we really have is a kind of globalist communist takeover of the country. And it's never going to be the same. I think we can, I mean, we've said things like this so many times. I say that the republic is on its freaking deathbed. And so we as American citizens have to have that urgency. And that's why when you ask me about the Hail Mary, it has to succeed. We cannot, as a country, allow this kind of lawlessness to exist in the ultimate check on government. We cannot have that. Elections are the things that set us apart from other parts of the world. And unfortunately, we have people that have been put into power, like the Secretary of State in Georgia, Raffensperger, who clearly is not doing his job is allowing the same procedures to go on in recount after recount. And it looks like in this Senate race that he's going to allow the same kind of fraud to occur. And that if you have officials who have a public office, they've been elected to public office, you take Gavin Newsom, who is systematically harming the people of California. There's a million people that have signed a recall, and he is unfazed. Why would he be unfazed? Because the elections are fixed. And when elections are fixed, you basically have leaders that act like dictators and do not act in the interest of their constituents. And that's a future that America cannot afford. And unfortunately, you know, look at our prosecutors. Look what how they've we've got a guy in L.A. who's systematically destroying all notions of criminal law and criminal justice. This is a guy that was funded by a Soros entity, and we see them. Soros has had a campaign to destroy criminal justice in America. And he's been successful placing these people. And we know that the communist Chinese government now has paid off, influenced, essentially taken control of various politicians of both parties. And now we have this dump that shows that there's almost 2 million Chinese communists in the Western world that have infiltrated institutions, corporations, and government.
In America, I guarantee you, I'm sure some of them are in America,
so,
right?
So as this evidence keeps coming out, if there's an urgency, if there's foreign interference with our electoral processes, all of these things begin to smell of a national emergency. And that empowers the commander-in-chief to take action. And so that's why there's all these rumors on the internet about that. But the president did sign an executive order in 2018 talking about such a national emergency and empowering the president to deal with it. So I guess that's the ultimate possible backup to this. If the evidence is so compelling and the state legislatures don't do their constitutional job and take back the power and reform the vote, then it leaves it for the executive branch to have to act.
Yeah, but all right, we're on the run. Give me a 10-second answer, literally, James. 10 seconds. What are the odds? What do you make them? What percent is Trump? 10% chance, 20% chance still at this moment. 1% chance, 0% chance that he can overturn the election.
You know, you're always doing the handicapping. So I don't want to give it a mathematical odds. The only thing I will say is Donald Trump has beat the odds all his life. He said not to bet against him, so I won't.
All right, there you go. Well, I never bet against Trump, so I wouldn't bet against him, but I'd say the odds are pretty long at this point. I'm in shock that the Supreme Court would not get involved. Shock. All right, James Hurston, great to have you on. Thank you for coming on. Website, jameshurston.com. Have a great week, James.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.